Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Ches, the second class daf in the Sechah Shavuos. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Numan Luz Chusar for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali, then for Mitfreda, as well as for Sarah Freda Baschaya, they should both have her for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. So we're holding on daf Mem Zayinam and Beis. We are at Itmar, last one in line, about 10 lines before the end of the page. The Gemara is about to quote a machlokas about the future kashrus of Shtei Kitei Edim, Amachisho Zuazu. You have two sets of Edim that contradict each other. Can we accept either one of those sets of Edim in the future? And the Gemara is going to apply that to not only other Edus in the future, but Shtaros that come out with either of those sets of Edim signed on the Shtaros. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why we need to repeat the same machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim when there's a dispute between a merchant and a customer about what has changed hands already. I go to the store, I gave him the money, and we all agree I gave him the money, but we argue whether he gave me the fruits. So there's this machlokas, both with regard to buying fruits, as well as with regard to going to a money changer. So Gemara is going to discuss, why do I need to be told the same exact machlokas with regard to different types of stores? What difference does it make whether it's a money changer or whether it's a fruit store that I'm going to? And then the Gemara is going to spend the majority of the daf on a comment of Rav and Shmuel that we've already learned. Rav and Shmuel have this idea, this chiddush, that a yoresh of a malva, who, when the malva himself would have had to take a shvua in order to get paid, he cannot be morish the right to take a shvua and get paid to his children, because the malva's chi of shvua is to take a shvua that he has not yet gotten paid. The yorshim cannot take such a shvua because they don't know that for sure. The best they can do is to say that our father didn't tell us that he already got paid or something of that, but they can't know for sure what really happened. So Rav and Shmuel have this chiddush that you cannot be morish achiv shvua lebanav. So we're going to see that a lot of the other Amoraim disagreed with that chiddush. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to have four different proofs against Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to try to answer those proofs. The Gemara is going to tell different episodes that occurred that related to this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and the other Amoraim. The Gemara is going to discuss how do we paskin in this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and the other Amoraim. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when can you make someone take a shvua even with a tainas shema. Toward the end of the daf, we're going to talk about if you don't have a tainas bari, you don't know for sure that somebody owes you money. So there is a list of people that we already mentioned in the Mishnah that you can make them take a shvua even if all you have is a tainas shema. And then the last sugya in the perek, which tomorrow's daf is the last daf of the Masechta, but it's also the entire perek, is the entire last perek is tomorrow's daf. The last sugya in the perek is going to be about the notion of gilgul shvua. Can you be a megalgel shvua that you otherwise would not have been able to make the person take when the chiv shvua that you are making him take is only chiv shvua midrabanan? Is that powerful enough to be megalgel shvua? Can you be megalgel shvua on a sachir? So that's the last sugi is going to relate to Gilgul Shvua. But again, we left off at Itmar, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Last word on the line, on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis. So let's pick it up with Itmar. Says the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Amoraim that does not immediately relate to our Mishnah, but we're soon going to relate it to our Mishnah. Shnei Kitei Edim Amachisho Zuazu. You have two sets of Edim that contradict each other about a specific Edus. Two people say Reuven killed Shimon, two other people say Reuven did not kill Shimon. So you know that one of these sets of Edim are obviously possible, but we don't know which set of Edom is possible. We don't know who the liars are. So Amar Rav Huna, Zuba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida, v'zuba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida. Rav Huna says they each have a cheskas kashrus, and there is no reason to possible any single set of Edom, so each one could be made in any future Edos. Rav Chista Amar Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. Rav Chista says you're really going to take a 50-50 chance when you know there's a 50% chance that the people that are coming to Beis Din to testify are psulim? You're going to trust that in Beis Din? No, we know that for sure one of them is puzzle, one of these sets of Edim is puzzle, and therefore we cannot accept these Edim at all in the future. Tos HaRash explains the Shita of Rav Chista that we're not makabel the Edim for any future Edus because we're not motzi mamon al pi Edim al pi these Edim, because it could be that they're psulim, meaning there's also a chazaka over here that if they're ever going to try to testify that somebody owes somebody else money, so there's a chazaka that the money belongs to the muchzak. That's what the Rashbam Ram writes in Maseches Baba Basra Daf Lamed Aleph as well. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Baba Kama. The Ksav Sofer points out that if that's the logic, even according to Rav Chisda, they should be kosher to be made when there's no Cheskas Mamon against it. Meaning, if it's about anything else other than trying to be motzi mamon from somebody, where you don't have a cheskas mamon, where you don't have someone being muchzak in the mamon, then they should be kosher. So that's Rav Elchanan writes in Baba Basra, in Oskuf Yud Zayin, that even Rav Huna's moda, that a cheskas mamon is better than a cheskas haguf of the Edim, and you're not going to be motzi mamon al yidei the cheskas kashrus of the Edim. No, it's just that al yidei the cheskas kashrus were mamed the Edim as becheskas ksherim. Once they're muchzak as ksherim, mimela they're ne'amanim, l'chal Edim, even to be motzi mamon, meaning it's not that the cheskas kashrus of Edom is stronger than the cheskas mamon. It's that it's two separate shaylas. That's the way Rav Huna would understand that you first have to look at the shayla of are these kosher Edom? They have a chazaka, they have a cheskas kashrus, they were born as kosher Jews. Yeah, they're kosher Edom. Then going forward, you have to treat them as 100% kosher Edom, and 100% kosher Edom can even be motzi mamon. That's how Rav Elchanan explains how Rav Huna would respond to this idea that how can you rely on a cheskas kashrus of people to be motzi mamon from other people. So now we're going to relate it to other situations. Shnei malvin u'shnei lovin u'shnei shtarils. Let's say each of these sets of Edom signed on two different documents that were about two entirely different loans. Separate lenders, separate borrowers, separate shtaros, two totally different loans. Hainu pluktayu. Well, that's exactly the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. That's where Rav Huna is going to say both shtaros are kosher, because zuba b'vnei atzma midah v'zuba b'vnei atzma midah, and Rav Chisda is going to say no, both shtaros are possible, b'hadis hadis shakri lamali. But what if we make it a little bit more confusing? What if you have malve v'love v'shnei shtaros? You have two shtaros that are signed by these two sets of Edom, but it's the same malve, the same love, the same lender, the same borrowers. So Reuven lends Shimon $100 with one shtar, $200 with another shtar. On each shtar, you have a different one of these sets of Edom signed. Yad bala shtar ala tachtona. So then the malva can only collect the lesser amount of money, because Mimanav Shuch, one of these shtaros is kosher. So no one's going to say that he can't collect at all, but he's definitely allowed to collect. So he's got to be able to collect something. So we assume Amotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, let him collect the lesser amount of money. So he could that much he knows for sure the Lova actually owes him. That's the assumption over here. Now the Ritva points out that would not be subject to the Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Even Rav Chisda would be Moda that the Lova has to pay the lesser amount of money, because Mimanav Shuch, one of these Shtaros are Kasher, and if he tries to not pay either of them, he's clearly being Gozel Mamon in the star of the kasher. Meaning, even the one who says "Badi Sadi Shakri Lamali," yeah, that's if you have a single edus to look at. But when there are two shtaros and you know for sure that one of them is kasher, that mimanav shuch is going to be enough to be motzi mamon according to everybody. There is a machlokas rishonim. What would Rav Huna say when they don't take out both shtaros at the same time? He takes it out zeh achar zeh. So the Rambam in the 22nd parak of Hilchos Eidos writes that then he's able to collect with both of them, because that's as if it's each kas coming bifnei atzmo meida. That's like zuba bifnei atzmo meida, meaning shtar is edus shebichsav. So the edus is coming when I take that shtar out. So now I have one set of edim coming. Tomorrow I'll come to Beis Din with my other set of edim. That is how the Rambam understands. The Ritva writes that no, Beis Din cannot allow the collection of both of these shtaros, because we know for sure that one of these shtaros is possible. So how could it be that you're going to allow to collect with something that you know for sure is a shtar puzzle? Now the Gemara says another case. What if you have Shnei Malvin, two different lenders, Velova Echad, same borrower, Shnei Shtaros, two separate Shtaros with these sets of Edom. Sahainu Masnisin, that's very similar to our Mishnah. What was the case of our Mishnah? You have a Chenveni, you have Poalim that swear and that both take from the Balabayas. The Balabayas sent workers to go get something from the Chenveni. The workers claim they never got it. The Chenveni says he already gave it. They could both swear and take from the Balabayas, even though we know either the Chenveni or the Poalim are liars. Over here as well. Since each malva is motzi shtar that might be kosher, so Rav Huna holds that they could both collect with their shtaros from that loveh, even though we know one of them is being motzi mamon shalokadin, the lova can't get out of paying either of them, because each of the malvim can say that I'm holding the shtar that's kosher, it's the other guy's shtar that's pasul. But what about the following case? Shnei lovin umalva echad ushnei shtaros mai. What if there's one lender but there are two borrowers, and each of them have a shtar that's signed by a different one of these sets of edim? Would Rav Huna say that you cannot collect with either shtar because it's one person who's being motzi both shtaros, and since we know that one of these shtaros is pasul, each of the lovim could say, mine is the one that's pasul, the one that says that I owe you money is one that's pasul, go to the other guy? Or maybe no, maybe you could collect with both shtaros, because you're being motzi on two separate bnei adam, two separate people, so it's as if each one, kol kas is bad, b'fnei atzmo mida, it's as if each set of edim is testifying separately, where Rav Huna would hold that that they're acceptable for testimony. Says Gemara, teku, we don't know, we're unable to answer that question. So Masr Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked the following. We have a braisa when it comes to Edus HaChodesh. Let's say you have two separate sets of Edim testifying about the new moon. Echad Omer Gavoa Shtei Mardaos. One says that the elevation of the moon, the way it appeared off of the Karka, was Shnei Mardaos. Ve'echad Omer Shalosh. And the other one says Shalosh, it was three. So Edusan Kayamis. That's a close enough discrepancy that that's within the margin of error, and therefore we could accept both of those Edim. But Echad Omer Shalosh Ve'echad Omer Chamesh, if they're off by two, one of them says three and one of them says five, Edusan Betela, then we cannot accept such testimony. Umitstarfin La'edus Acheres. And they could be Mitstarfin. If those two Edim that are possible for Edus HaChodesh, they're not possible for future Eduyos. Each one could be Mitztaref together with another Ed to testify about future things. Mitztarfenovia does not mean that they could be Mitztaref with each other, because for sure, Mimanavshach, one of them is possible, because one of them is telling a lie. No, Mitztarfen Edus HaCheres means each of them can combine with somebody else to be Edus HaCheres, because they each have their Cheskas Kashrus. My love, Edus Mamon, doesn't mean they can even be Messiah for Edus Mamon. So you see that even though one of them we know is for sure possible, but he could still be made for some other Edus. So that's a Kashon Rav Chista that says that Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, that we're not Makabel anything when we know that one of that there's a 50-50 chance that they're possible. So Rava says, no, the Bryce doesn't mean to say that each of these Edim are Kasher for another Edus. It means it means, let's say someone else, a third aid, walks into Beis Din and says like what one of these guys said. I mean, one of them said three, the other one said five, then the third aid walks in and says three. Good, so we put together those two guys that said three, because then it's tre v'chad, havalu tre v'chad. It's two against one, bein dvar v'shalechem, makom shayim. So you could chuck the guy who said five, and we take the two guys who say three, and that is in fact kasher edus. Now the idea that we have in this Gemara about shnei kitei edim amachishim zeh, where you have this machlokas amorayim, do we pass them leidus acheres? We paskin in halacha in shulchan aruch and choshe mishpat that they're kosher for edus acheres. So Tosfos explains Maseches Babasa, the reason is we don't assume hamid davar al cheskaso, and that we can't be motzi mamon al pi edim that are suffik psulim, because the edim have their own cheskas kasho. So the Pnei Yeshua explains what Tosfos means is that we follow rov anashim, and rov klal Yisrael are ksherim. Meaning, what do we mean cheskas kashrus? So chazaka means many, many different things in different places in Shas. Says the Pnei Yeshua over here, it means aruba delasa kaman, that most Jews are kosher. So therefore, we have the right to assume that these guys are kosher. So there's extensive literature in Achronim in the 18th and 19th century about Jews who were in America and who testified about something, about seeing the husband die, seeing the husband, you know, being Edus on the get or something like that, because and the question was, if you hold like that Pnei Yeshua, that the chazaka that we rely on when we assume that everyone has a cheskas kashrus is a rov, what if you have a community where you know that the overwhelming majority of people are not ksherim? And they said in the Trefin of Medina, nobody is kosher, everyone is, no one's Shomer Torah. That was the reality that they were dealing with. So there's extensive literature in the poskim, whether you're allowed to rely on people that you don't know anything bad about, you don't know that they're not kosher, but you also don't know that that they are kosher, and they're coming from a row of people that are not kosher. Okay, so that's why that discussion gets off the ground. Says the Gemara further, and the Mishnah had spoken about the following case. Amar l'chenveli tainli bedinar peros. You go to the chenveli, you say, I'm going to give you a dinar, you'll give me fruit. You know, you go buy fruit from a store. He gives you the fruit, and now the chenveli says, give me the dinar. You say, what do you mean, give you the dinar? I already gave you the dinar. You put it in the cash register. So the balabais takes a shvua that he gave the dinar, and that's it. Then he gets to go home with the fruits. But if he says, give me my peros, and he says, I already gave you your peros, and you already brought them home, so you shove a chenveni. Then the chenveni takes a shvua that he in fact already gave the peros, but Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and said, no, kol shai peros biyado yado al elyona. Whoever has the peros in his hand, he has the upper hand. So Tanya, we have a brisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai, when am I moded to the chachamim? That the balabayis is the one that takes the shvua, bizman shai peros tzvurnu munachun shneen orin alein. The peros are right there, and they're both arguing about them. Each one is saying, these peros are mine. Since nobody is muchzuk in the peros, the balabayis has to take a shvua if he wants to take those peros home with him. But once the balabayis has taken possession of those peros, he put it in his bag and he's holding the bag. The balabayis, even without a shvua, the balabayis is able to take those peros home. The chenveni is not going to be able to take the peros away from him. Then the Mishnah said a similar case. A guy says to a money changer, give me some small change for the kesef that I'm giving you, and he gives it to him. Now he says, okay, now give me the kesef. What do you mean? I already gave you the kesef, and you put it in your cash register. So you shove a balabayas. If he gives him the dinar and he says, okay, now give me the small change, he says, I already gave you the change and you put it in your pocket, so you shove a shulchani. But Rav Yehuda says, no, the shulchani would never have given anything until he got the major money. It's unlikely that he would have given the small change. So now the Gemara deals with the obvious issue. It's the same machlokas. Okay, a storekeeper who sells fruit, a storekeeper who sells small change. Bottom line is, it's the same exact thing. So it says Gemara Tzricha. No, it's not the same thing. We need both of these machlokas. Iyashmi inan. If the Tana would have only brought the first machlokas by the chenveni and the peros, then according to the chacham, the balabais has to take a shvua in order to go home with his peros, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not need a shvua; he could go home with the peros anyway. I would say, yeah, that's where the chacham say that the balabais has to take a shvua if he wants the peros. Because peros tend to go bad over time, and since they go bad, the chenveni doesn't want to hold on to them for too long. I mean, as soon as he has a buyer, he quickly gets rid of them, because if he hangs on to them longer than he needs to, he has to worry that it's going to go bad, and then he's not going to be able to sell it. He's going to have to throw everything out. That's a major loss for people who run food establishments, the amount of food that they have to throw out because they couldn't sell it in time. So therefore, we assume he's going to get rid of it. So it's raglayim to the taina that he didn't get paid yet, meaning it's very likely that he gave out the paper without getting paid yet. That's why the balabais needs to take a shvua. Avamosel markavi, but money's never going to go bad. So why would he give up that money before he got paid, before he got the money that the customer is giving him? Same amodele the Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe I would have thought that the amodele to Rabbi Yehuda, hamotzi mechaver alav haraya, because what the shulchan is saying is not mistaver at all. He's saying that he never got the isser yet. V'yitmar baha, and if the Tana would have only told us the machlokas for the gabe shulchani, so I would have said, yeah, baha kam Rabbi Yehuda. It's only there that Rabbi Yehuda says that the balabais doesn't need to take a shvua, he's automatically naman. Because like we said, it's not mistaver that the shulchani would give him the ma'os if he didn't already give the kesef. Aval ba or the zav, aval bahach. But when it comes to a chenveni who's mocher peros, where it's mistaver that the chenveni gave the peros even before receiving payment, a modal rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be modal to the rabbanon that the balabais is neman without a shvua tzricha. That's why I need both cases to be taught. Good. Then the Mishnah went on to say, shem sham rabbi gemes ksubasa v'chein ha'yisam lo yiparu. So we're going to focus on that last line. V'chein ha'yisam lo yiparu ela b'shvua. The Mishnah said that yisamim can only get paid if they take a shvua. Man, who are these Yisomim collecting from that they need to take a shvua in order to get paid? If they're going to the guy who borrowed money from their father directly and they're asking the Lova for the money back, the father could have gotten paid without a Shvua. They need to take a Shvua. There's a Shtar. This Lova owes their father money. The father wouldn't have had to take a Shvua. As long as he has a Shtar, he can collect, no questions asked. So it can't be that we're going to require of the Yesomim more than we would require of the father. Generally speaking, we try to be as easy on the Yesomim as possible. So Hachi Kamar. Now, what does it mean that the Yesomim can only get paid with a Shvua? V'chein ha-Yesomim min ha-Yesomim lo yuparu ela b'Shvua. If the Malva and the Lova both died, and the Yorshea Malva want to collect from the Yorshea Lova, so yeah, then they're going to have to take a Shvua that they don't know that this Chov was paid, that they don't have any knowledge of this Chov being previously paid. That's the Takana, that Kala Govim Yisomim requires a Shvua. So if it's Yisomim, even if it's Yisomim being Govim Yisomim, they require that Shvua. So now, here's the great Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, and this is going to be the subject of the majority of the rest of the daf. Rav Shmuel der Amri Travayu. Lo Shanu Ela Shemes Malva Bechaye Lova. We already had this Chiddush, that when the Mishnah says that the Yisomei HaMalva collect from the Yisomei HaLova with a Shvua, that's only if the Malva died first. And therefore, the Yorshea Malva already Yarshin the Chov and are able to collect from the Lova with a Shavua that their father hasn't told them anything about it being paid. So that's where the Mishnah says, if the Lova subsequently dies, the Yorshea Malva can continue to collect with that same Shavua. Aval meis Lova b'chaye Malva. But what if the Lova dies first? If you were to freeze the story right there, the borrower died. So now the Malva would be collecting from the Yorshe Alove. And the halach is you can only be from Minichse Yisom b'Shavua. So the Malva would be required to take a Shavua. They know the Morish Shmuel Abanav. Says Rav and Shmuel, a great Chiddush. A Malva cannot be Morish to his children money that is coming to him only through a Shavua. Because they would have to take, in theory, they would have to take the same Shavua that their father would have to take. But they can't, because the father has to take a Shavua that I never got paid. They don't know, they're his kids. They don't know if he got paid or not. So since they're unable to take that Shavua, they cannot collect at all. Shalchua Kamed Rabbi Lezer, so the Bnei Yeshiva sent this Shailat Rabbi Lezer. Is this true, or Rav and Shmuel are saying, that you cannot be Morish Shavua Labanav, Shavua Zu Mativa. So they said, what's the story with this Shavua? Shalach Lahu, Yorshin Yishba in Shavua's Yorshin. That the Yorshim are able to take a Shavua's Yorshin, meaning Shavua's Yorshin is different than a regular Shavua. It's a Shavua that we don't know anything. We just have no information of this being paid. Vinotlin, and then they could take the money from the Yorshe Alova, and they don't lose out just because their father didn't take the Shavua while he was still alive, that the Chov was not Perua, against Rav and Shmuel. So here you have a machlokas. Rav and Shmuel say that once the Malva was chayiv in the Shavua, he cannot be morish that Shavua to his children. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Yes, he can be morish that Shavua to his children. So Shal could be made Rabbi Ami. During the times of Rabbi Ami, they sent the same Shaila. What do you think about this Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel? Amar, kulei hai shalchi lavazli. Every time you keep ascending the same Shaila. Yashchin bataima milo shalchinilu. If I would have come up with a good logic to explain Rav and Shmuel, don't you think I would have previously explained it already? Why do you keep chappering me with the same question over and over again? Ella amar Rabbi Ami, but Rabbi Ami says, here's what I'll tell you. Hol vasli yad name b'milsa. Once you're bringing up the topic, might as well say a shir on the topic of this Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, and here's what I have to say. Amad Bedin, if the Malva was already Omed Bedin, and the Dayanim told him to take a Shvua that the Chov was not yet Perua, and to collect from in order to collect from Yisomim, and then the Malva drops dead, right before he takes he went to Beis Din, he went to collect, the Beis Din paskin correctly, you Malva, you want to collect from Yisomim, take a Shvua, okay, sure, I'll take a Shvua, boom, right there on the spot, drops dead. V'meis. At that point we say that created, Beis Din telling him that he needs to take a Shavua generates a Chiyuv Shavua. In that case, Rav and Shmuel would be correct. That is a real Chiyuv Shavua that he cannot be Morish to his children. But lo amad b'din v'meis. But if he hadn't yet gone to Beis Din, the Malva just simply died. But no, Beis Din never told him that he's Chiyuv Shavua. Then Yorshin Yishman Shavuas Yorshin Menotli. Then the Yorshim are going to be able to take a just a regular Shavuas Yorshin that we don't know anything, and then they will be able to collect. So Maskevlar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asks on this chiddush of Rabbi Ami. Atu beidin kamechayvi leishvua. Beisdin is the one that generates a chiyuv. What is this dine knasos over here? Beisdin is the one that generates the chiyuv of a shvua. Meaning the shachav lovei chayv lemalvel lebnei lo v'shvua. No, you know what generates the chiyuv of a shvua? The death of the lovei is what generates the chiyuv shvua, because you can only get paid from yisamim with a shvua. It's got nothing to do with beisdin. Ella Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, here's the way to say it. Iisal ledravu d'shmuel. If you want to have some application where you taina that Rav and Shmuel are correct, where you're going to accept the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, Isa, then you have to accept it all the time. That whether Beis Din required it, didn't require it. Ilesa, lesa. And if you don't want to accept Rav and Shmuel, then don't accept Rav and Shmuel. But there's no partial. There's no, we accept it if there already was a Chiv Shmuel and Beis Din, but not if there was. No, it's either all or nothing. So Alma Mesafkele, so that Lashon of Rav Nachman, you know, either accept it or don't accept it. If Rav Nachman was really paskening, he would tell you what he paskins. I mean, if he says like Rav and Shmuel, he would say, accept Rav and Shmuel across the board. If he doesn't accept it, he would say, don't accept it across the board. The fact that he gives you options makes it sound like Rav Nachman himself wasn't sure. Rav Nachman paskened halacha lemaisa when there were two balei din that were chashuv and were not able to take a shvua, that they split the money. So you see that he knows that the halacha is not like Rav and Shmuel, because according to Rav and Shmuel, when you can't be mekayim the din shvua, then you don't have to pay anything at all. From the fact that he says yachloku, sounds like he knows not to pass on the Rav and Shmuel. Says Gemara, no, you got to remember, L'dvar v'dra meir kamar v'lei lo svirle. When Rav Nachman says he's not sure if we pass on the Rav and Shmuel, that's within the shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds in the Mishnah that if both parties are chashar al shvua, chazra shvua l'mekoma. And that's where Rav and Shmuel say that because of that, the Toveah loses out entirely. Whereas Rabbi Abba explains, no, that the Nitva is Mishalim. So Rav Nachman's not sure if Rav and Shmuel are correct in that, in explaining Rav Meir. But Rav Nachman himself holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Yachloku. So that's why, Halach Lamaisa, Rav Nachman said, Yachloku, because that's what he holds in the Machlokas Tanaim, like Rabbi Yossi. So now that, remember, there was some dispute yesterday whether that was, in fact, Shitas Rabbi Yossi. There's no doubt that you pass on like Rabbi Yossi. The question is, what is Shitas Rabbi Yossi? So now the Gemara is going to start challenging Rav and Shmuel, that a person cannot be Moru Shmuel Labanav. Says Gemara, really? Maser Rav Shaya. We have a Mishnah Maseches Ksuba. So a person dies and he leaves an almana, and the wife doesn't claim the Ksuba, and then Mesa, she dies before she ever asked to get paid for the Ksuba. So Yorsheha Maskirin Es Ksubasa Adesu M'chameh Shanim. They have a 25-year time period from the time the husband died to still ask for the Ksuba. Now what's the case? The woman could not have collected the Ksuba without a Shvua, because she's collecting it from who? She's collecting it from Yesomim. The husband is dead already. She's collecting from the Yarshim. And yet, what does the Mishnah say? That her Yarshim can come and collect the Ksuba, even though they're not able to take a Shvua that it was never paid. They don't know. They're just Yarshim. So you see that a person could be Morish Shvua Labanav against Rav and Shmuel. Says Marno, Hachma Eskinan, Shenishba Omesa. Cases, the woman already took a Shvua that she never collected the Ksuba, and then she died. That's why the Yarshim could collect the Ksuba, because they're coming on, they're piggybacking on the Shvua that she took during her lifetime. But if she died before ever taking a shvua, maybe in a chinami, the Yarshim would not be able to get paid. Tashmash says Gemara will bring another raya from another Mishnah in Ksubas. A man is married to two women, Nasa Rishona Umesa. He dies he marries the first woman, she dies first. She predeceases him, she leaves Yarshim. Nasa Shnia, the man gets remarried, Vames Hu. And then he dies. So with his death, he's chayiv in the Ksuba of the second woman. So the Yarshim of the first woman, taina, that they deserve the Yerusha from their father, because this guy is their father also. The second woman or her Yarshim, taina, they want the Ksuba from the estate before any Yerusha gets divided. So Shnia v'Yarshea, Kodmin l'Yarshea Rishona. Whether it's the second woman if she's alive, or her Yarshim if she's dead, they get to be paid the Ksuba before the estate is divided properly amongst the Yarshim. So what do you see from here? You see from this Mishnah that even if the second woman dies after the husband, her Yarshim are able to collect the Ksuba from the Yarshei Abal, even though she herself would have needed a Shavua to collect that Ksuba. So you see that a person could be married, Shavua Labanav, that the Yarshim are able to collect. No, Hachinami Shanishba Omesa. Same response. Case was, the woman already took a Shavua during her lifetime. Tashma says, well, I'll bring you a third Raya then. Another Mishnah in Ksubas, Ksubas Daf Pei Vav. A woman that's Moda, that part of her Ksuba was already paid. So Mikra Adin, she has to take a Shavua that it hasn't all been paid. But when she gets married, the husband writes that she collects the ksuba without any neder or shvua, so then the din is the baal cannot be mashbiya her. Aval yorshin mashbiya nosa. So even if the husband made a special deal with her, that don't worry, you're never going to have to take a shvua to collect this ksuba, even if you're pogamis ksuba. So normally pogamis ksuba needs a shvua. Claims that it's partially been paid, you need a shvua. Don't worry, I love you so much, you're never going to have to take a shvua or anything. But then she dies. Then he dies, rather. So yorshin Mashbino, so the Yarshim can make her take a Shavua, Ve'es Yarsheha, and if she dies, they can make her Yarshim take a Shavua, Ve'es Abban Bereshusa, or whoever she may have sold her Ksuba to, also they can make him take a Shavua. Now, from the fact that it says that the Yarshe Abal could be Mashbiah her, you see that we're talking about that she did not yet take a Shavua, so the answer that we've given in the last two Rayas is not going to work. If they're Mashbiah her, obviously she did not yet take a Shavua, and nevertheless the Mishnah says that if she dies, her Yarshim collector ksuba sounds like even from the Yarshei Abal, and it must be al yedei shvua. So you see that a person could be morish shvua lebanav. Some Rav Shmaya litzdadin katani osa ba'almana v'yarsheha begrusha. She can collect if it's an almana, and she never take a shvua to the baal, she could take a shvua to his yarshim, even though she wouldn't have to take a shvua to the husband. V'yarsheh, but yarsheh, when we say that the yarsheh habal could be mashpia her yarshim, that's talking about a different case. That's talking about a grusha, that at the time that he divorces her, he already owes her the money without a shvua. Yeah, okay, good. So now her children could collect with a shvua, because the mother wouldn't have needed a shvua. In the case of a grusha, she doesn't need a shvua. It's only by an almana that she needs a shvua, because only an almana is collecting from yisomim. A grusha is collecting directly from the husband, so she just has a regular shtar ksuba, so she collects without a shvua. Masav Rav Nasan Bar Shaya, a fourth raya. Yafa koach haben mikoach ha'av. It says in the Braisa that the son of the Malva has a stronger power in a certain sense than the Malva himself. Why? Shaben gova ben b'shvua ben shelo b'shvua. The son could collect with a shvua or without a shvua, whereas va'av eno gova ela b'shvua. The father will require a shvua. Hey chidami, what's the case that we're talking about? If we say that the father needs a shvua, so it must be demes lova b'chaya Malva. It must be that the borrower died first. The Malva is trying to collect from Yisomim, so you want to collect from Yisomim, you need a Shavua. And yet, what does it say? V'katani, Shabein Gova, Bein B'Shavua, Bein Shalo B'Shavua. B'Shavua, Shavuas Yarshin. With a Shavua means they have to take a Shavuas Yarshin that we don't know anything. And Shalo B'Shavua means Kram Shimon Gamliel. Like the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, that if there are Edim that the father said at the time that he died, that this Chov was not yet Perua, so then they don't even need to take a Shavuas Yarshin, because we already have evidence that what that Shavuas Yarshin would have confirmed is already true. But what do you see? That the father could be Marish Shavua Labanav, because the father would have required a Shavua. The children are able to collect as well, we either with a Shavua or with Edim, that the father said that the money was not collected. So I'm Rav Yosef says, yeah, you see from here that a person could be Marish Shavua Labanav, but that's not going to be a kasha on Rav and Shmuel, because Samani, Beishamahi, Damri Shtar Omid Ligavos, Ligavos, Kigavad Damri. That price must assume like Beishamahi, that a Shtar is kasher, that a Shtar kasher that you can collect with is considered as if it's already been collected, and Mimelo, a person could be Morish Labanav, such mammon that he has a shtar on. Because even though Chum made a takani, you can only collect with a shavua, but it's considered like mammon that you're able to be Morish Labanav. So when Rav and Shmuel say you cannot be Morish Labanav, that assumes not like Beishamai, that assumes shtar omid ligavos is not already kigavoy dami. So now the Gemara says, let's discuss, what do people hold? Do people hold like Rav and Shmuel, or do they not hold like Rav and Shmuel? See, Tikla Rav Nachman Lasura. Rav Nachman went to Sura. All the Gabe Rav Chista Rav Barav Huna. Rav Chista Rav Barav Huna went to visit him. Amrulei, they said, Rav Chista Rav Barav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Leisi Mar Naakra Lahad Rav Shmuel. Why don't you join with us? We'll make like a super based in. We're three Chashva Rabbanim, and together we'll declare that Rav and Shmuel are batel, not as people, but that psak is gone. That we'll chuck the psak of Rav and Shmuel. A person can be Morish Shmuel Levanov. Amaluhu, Ikapli Vasai, Kalani Parsi, Lemakra Lahad Rav Shmuel. You think I schlepped all this way to travel so many parsaos? What? To destroy Rav and Shmuel? No. Let's be a little more moderate. We'll accept Rav and Shmuel in exactly the case that Rav and Shmuel spoke about. But any extension of Rav and Shmuel, we will not accept. So anything that's beyond what Rav and Shmuel said explicitly, that much we're not going to accept. Kagon Mai. So it says, what extension would we have made from Rav and Shmuel that we are now rejecting? Damar Rav Papa, Poge Meshtaro, a malva that's moda, that the shtar that he's holding in his hand that says someone owes him $100 is partially paid. So the halacha is, in order to collect the rest of the chov, he has to take a shvua that the rest of it hasn't been paid. Vemes, and then the malva dies. So Yarshin Nishman, Shvuas Yarshin Minothin. In that case, Rav and Shmuel might tell you, or you might extend Rav and Shmuel to say, okay, you can't be morish that shvua to your children. Yeah, we're going to allow that shvua to go on to the children, because that's not a shvua that wasn't the shvua that Rav and Shmuel were talking about. It's a different shvua. It's a shvua of pogem shtaro. It's not the shvua of habali paramina chsei yisomim. So once it's a different shvua, we don't have to be achray for Rav and Shmuel. We don't have to pass on like Rav and Shmuel. Hud shach v'shavik arva. There was another case. A guy dies and he leaves a co-signer to pay. Savar av papa lememar hanami delolosav alahu. Just like we said before, you can't extend Rav and Shmuel to anything but their exact case. Rav and Shmuel's exact case was when you're coming to collect from Yisomim. Over here, you're not coming to collect from Yisomim, you're coming to collect from the cosigner. So if you're collecting from the cosigner, so then we could say maybe the Yarshim Alva can collect with a Shvua, that a person can be more a Shvua Levanav. Some later, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua, Rav Papa, Atu Arva Lav Basu Yasmi Azil. What do you think? You think the cosigner is in his own little world where he's just going to pay and that's going to be the end of the story? No, after he pays, he's going to go to the Yisomim and he's going to want to get paid from the Yisomim. So the Yisomim are still in the picture. This is still the exact case of Rav and Shmuel. This is not a Havadullah Losif Allah extension of Rav and Shmuel. How does Shachiv, another story, Vishavuk Acha, a guy died, he didn't leave any children, he left only a brother. So his brother was his Yoresh. The Lova died, he left a brother as a Yoresh. This would also be only an extension of Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel said there din when there are Yisomim of the Malve that you that are coming to collect the Chov. Over here, not the brother of the Lova, brother of the Malve. It's the brother of the Malve that wants to collect the Chov. So Rav and Shmuel said a person cannot be more Shvua Lebanav. They never said a person cannot be more Shvua Lachiv. So Amale Rava Mali Shalopakdani Abba, Mali Shalopakdani Achi. What difference does it make whether the Shvua is that my father never told me it was paid or whether the Shvua is my brother never told me it was paid? It's the same thing. This isn't considered an extension of Rav and Shmuel. This is considered exactly Rav and Shmuel. So how do we paskin? So Amrav Chama Hashaloit Mar Hilchsa, Lo Krav Shmuel, Lo Krav Lazar. We don't have any accepted psak whether to follow Rav and Shmuel that a person cannot be more Shvua Lebanav, or whether it's followed Rav Lazar that a person can be more Shmuel Lebanav. Hi Dayana David Krav Shmuel Avad. Therefore, if someone wants to do like Rav and Shmuel, Gesunta Heit, it counts as a binding psak. David Krav Lazar Avad. Meaning this is not called the Toa B'Dvar Mishnah where you would say that the whole psak is given in error. You could have a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah even if it weren't a Mishnah, just an accepted psak. Even if it's Amorayim, you could have such a din of a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah if it's something that everybody knows as an accepted psak. But there is no accepted psak. Every Bezin has the right to pass in how they see fit. So, Amar of Papa, Hai Shtar of the Yasmi, you have a Shtar of the Yisomim of the Malve, that they take, that says that they bring to the Yisomim of the Lova, and the Lova, let's assume the Lova died first, so the Malve would have been Chai of a Shvua if he were alive. Lo Mikra Karina, below Agviyam Agbinim Vei. We don't tear up the Shtar, we also don't use it to collect. Agviyam Agbinim Vei, we can't collect with it, because Dilma Sfirul and Krav Shmuel, maybe Rav and Shmuel are correct, that a person cannot be more Shvua Labanav, so Mele that they can't collect with this. But we also don't tear up the shtar, because Rabbi Lazar's opinion is still a valid opinion, and if Dayanim want to pask in that way, it would still be an acceptable psak din. How Dayana, there was a Dayan, David Krablazar, the paskin straight like Krablazar. He allowed the Yisomim of the Malva to collect from Yisomim of the Lova with a Shvua when the Lova died Bechaye Malva. There was a certain Talmud Chacham in the town. Amrle, the Talmud Chacham said to the Dayan, I sina igarte mi marava delesuch se Krablazar. I'm going to bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael that we don't pass like Krablazar, and what you just did is Shalokadin. Amrle, he said, okay, l'chitaisi, when you bring me such a letter from Eretz Yisrael, I'll be moda that I made a mistake. Kolzman, that you don't bring me such a letter from Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to stand my ground, and I'm going to say that the psak is like Rabbi Lazar. Asal kamei to Rav Chama. So that Talmud Chacham went to Rav Chama to ask, what's the halacha? So Amalei, Rav Chama said, Haidean, a David Rabbi Lazar, avad, that the guy didn't do anything wrong. Meaning your threat to bring a letter, you know, he wasn't going to be able to produce the letter. He just felt that you can't pass on like Rabbi Lazar. He said, you should know that you can pass on like Rabbi Lazar over here. Haidean, a David Rabbi Lazar, Avid. You have a few places in Shas where you have like that. David Kamar Avid, David Kamar Avid. That it's up to the Dayanim to do. Most famously the first thing in Shas is in terms of the Zman Kriyashma, right? David Kamar Avid, David Kamar. With the Plaga Mincha, with the Sof Zman for davening Mincha, right? And the earliest time for davening Mariv. Right, the Gemara says you want to cut it off at Plaga Mincha, you can cut it off at Plaga Mincha. You want to cut it off at Shkia, you can cut it off at Shkia. David Gemara, they're both valid opinions. So you have sometimes like that where they never gained a consensus on how to definitively paskin. Ve'el nushpa'in. Then the Mishnah went on to say, and there are certain people that could take a shvua even without any real taina. Shutfim and aris and apachop, people who have dealings with each other's money. So it says, who in their right mind would take a shvua if no one's asking them to? Well, what does that mean, take a shvua without a taina? So achi kamar, elin nishman shelo b'tainas bari. No, what it means is, there's no real taina. There's no tainas bari against them. Elo b'tainas shema. All they have against them is the tainas shema. Hashut v'n varis. And then they can make him take a shvua, even if I say, you know what, I don't trust you today. My partner, I don't trust you. I think that maybe you've been skimming something off the business. I want you to take a shvua. So that's good enough. Tana ben bayis sha'amru. When we list ben bayis on the list, lo shenichnas v'yotze bragav. It doesn't mean the guy goes into someone else's house, because that the bala bayis cannot just make any house guest that walks into his house stam take a shvua. They didn't take anything. Ala machnas l'pol and motzi l'pol and machnas l'peros motzi l'peros. He has to have some monetary dealings in the house. He's the one that he's my contractor. He's bringing in workers. Good, such a person I can make take a shvua with the taina shema. Umayshna hani. Why is it that these guys the chum make them take a shvua even with only a taina shema? Mishum demaru bahatera, because it's very likely that they'll skim some money off the top and they'll be more ahead for themselves. They'll say, you know what, I'm not getting paid enough. I'm not, you know, he doesn't appreciate me for the work that I do. I deserve it. So because of that, we were very concerned. Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyamin, Amar Rav Nachman, v'hu sheish taina b'nai shtei kesef. This din, the shud from the Arisim, all these other people, you can make them take a shvua even with just a taina shema. That's only if you're choshed that they stole at least shtei kesef. And their mode b'miktsas. So where you would have on a daraisa level, you'd have, had you had a tainas bari on a daraisa level, it would have created a chiyuv shvua midaraisa. So with the tainas shema, you can create a chiyuv shvua midarabanan. Says Mara Keman Kishmuel. That's assuming like Shmuel that all you need is a tavia of shtei kesef. That the chiyuv shtei kesef is when you're being tavia shtei kesef. V'atan Reb Chiya l'siri l'rav. But we had a brisa that Reb Chiya taught that supported Rav, who disagrees with Shmuel, that holds that a shvua is more than mixes on a daraisa level is only when the kfira was shtei kesef. The tovea said you chayiv me shtei kesef upruta, and the kofar says that he's a kofar shtei kesef and he's moda upruta. So that we had on daf mem that like Rav against and Rav Nachman and why would Rav Nachman pass like Shmuel? We pass like Rav. So ema kfiras taina. Kirav. No, what he means to say is that this shvua midrabanan with the taina shema is only going to be in a case where there was a kfiras taina of shtei kesef, where on a daraisa level, since we pass on like Rav, it would have been a chiyuv shvua midaraisa. Cholkoi had been a taina zbari. Cholkoi shutfin varisin. We said once they already dissolve the partnership, once the artist no longer works for the guy, then you're no longer able to make him take a shvua. But if he's chayiv a shvua anyway, you could be megalgal another shvua. So yibayilu. Ma legalgal bidrabanan. Can I be megalgal shvus hashutvim through a shvud rabbanan that he owes me. A shvus hesis, a shvus hamishnah from that we said we are nishban v'nolplin. Can I be megalgal another shvus? So tashema, love emenu erev shvius, l'motzai shvius nasalo shutaf ha'aris. Let's say he borrowed money from him before shmita. Motzai shmita, he became a shutaf for an aris. Ain megalgal, and you cannot be megalgal. Time of the love emenu erev shvius, tasi shvius hafkaate. Sounds like the whole problem is because shmita already canceled the loan. Hashar shnei shvua, but if he lent money to him any other year, then megalgalin, you could be megalgal a shvua that he didn't borrow the money, even though shvus hashutvim itself is only a shvua midrabanan. So you see, you could be megalgal a shvua even on shvus drabanan. Says more lo tema hashar shnei shvua megalgalin. You're making the wrong diuk. The diuk is not had it been any other year, you could be megalgal. Ela ema naslo shutaf aris erev shvius. No, the diuk is if they became a shuta for an aris on erev shvius, not a loan on erev shvius. Ulmotzai shvius love amen. When the loan happened after shvius, then megalgal love. Then you can be megalgal even the shvus hashutvim. And the chiddush is that shvius, even though shvius is mishami to shvua, that's only shvua that comes mikoach halva'a. But shvius cannot be mishami a shvus hashutvim because that doesn't come from any sort of halva'a. Frankly, mar habehed yekatani la nasul shuta v'aris erev shvius. Ulmotzai shvius love amen. Megalgalin. So shmamina megalgalin midraban. You're right. Since it says that line explicitly, it must be that our original diuk was correct, and we do have a raya that you can be megalgal even by a shvua midrabanan. Shmamina, that in fact is a raya. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the masechta with picking up with Amir Avraham.